It's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, how people around the Bay Area are honoring the civil rights leader.
A mixed flu and COVID-19 booster is in the works. Just how long you will have to wait before it's ready.
And Betty White was a tireless advocate for animals, what fans are doing today to honor the late actress.
The news at noon is next.
After my car accident, I wondered what my case was worth. So I call the Barnes Firm.
When that car hit my motorcycle, insurance wasn't fair. So I called the Barnes Firm. It was the best call I could have made.
At the Barnes Firm, our injury attorneys work hard to get you the best result possible. Call us now and find out what your case could be worth. You might be surprised.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Level up your protection. Schedule your booster today.
Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area across the country and here around the Bay, people are celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keys. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews has a look at how some are using today's day of service to help those in need.
What you're seeing right now was a day of action and reflection. These are individuals here packing up meals as a day of service, remembering a resilient leader whose voice is still resounding today. One by one, these volunteers are packing 10,000 meals for people facing hunger.
We exist to really impact our community, and so one of the things we're constantly doing as a church is reaching out.
Nearly 100 members of Bay Hills Church in Richmond and volunteers partnering with Rise Against Hunger, an organization working to end hunger. They're using this MLK Day of Service, honoring Dr. King's life and legacy through giving back.
Dr. King was all about all of humanity, and I loved one of his quotes. He said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve.
Dr. King is known as a pioneer in black history and American history, and the Bay Area isn't letting this pandemic stop them. In Oakland, there's a caravan and drive-through giveaway for the 8th annual Day of Action at the Port of Oakland. San Jose Parks and Recreation Department had an annual MLK Day cleanup as well today. At 1:30 this afternoon in San Francisco at Yerba Buena Center, a series of events will be focused around justice, something Dr. King preached throughout his life. No matter how you reflect, the goal here in Richmond is to make sure King's dream will one day become a reality.
Come together and serve. And when you can find common ground like that, I think it's such an honor to his legacy, because he was not about focusing on differences, but really focusing on what unites us.
And there are many other local churches and organizations holding events today to honor Dr. King. Another quick reminder for you, the celebration train will not be running today to observe Martin Luther King because of COVID-19. In Richmond, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And Governor Gavin Newsom released a video on social media earlier commending Dr. King for his work and honoring his moral legacy.
Today we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who would stand tall in tough times. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Moral leadership doesn't require a title. Martin Luther King Jr. never held a day in office, yet he had the will to do the right thing through his moral authority, through his moral leadership.
And to commemorate the day of service, President Biden and the First Lady volunteered to help those in need. Yesterday, they helped fill food boxes at Philabundance. It's a hunger relief organization in Philadelphia.
And on social media, people around the Bay Area are sharing how they are marking MLK Day. We want to see how you are commemorating it. Tag us on social media using the hashtag KPIX. And if you are looking to get outdoors, it is a perfect day outside. National parks nationwide are waiving entrance fees to honor Dr. King. It is one of 5 days this year where you'll be able to get in for free. And you've got plenty of options here in the Bay Area, from Point Reyes to Golden Gate National Park.
Happening now, Kaiser Permanente mental health workers are on strike in the East Bay. Chopper 5 was over a protest outside Kaiser's headquarters in Oakland. The group is frustrated MLK Day isn't a paid holiday this year. Kaiser responded to the strike saying in part, quote, "We are pleased to have shared last week that Kaiser Permanente will adopt starting in 2023 MLK Day as a scheduled paid holiday across the organization." The company cited operational issues for not being able to make this year a paid holiday. It says it's currently working with unions to come to an agreement.
For the third straight day, new COVID infections nationwide topped 800,000, with more than 21,000 patients admitted to hospitals every day. Nearly every American now lives in a high-risk area. And in some parts of the Northeast, cases have plateaued or even declined. The CDC says the country is averaging more than 780,000 new cases a day, despite issues with testing access. As infections keep spiking, hospitals are strained. Some medical staff are getting COVID, others are getting burnt out and leaving.
The challenge is that the entire country is not moving at the same pace. The Omicron wave started later in other parts of the country, so we shouldn't expect a national peak in the next coming days. Next few weeks will be tough.
Starting this Wednesday, you will be able to request free rapid antigen tests at covidtest.gov. You'll be able to get four per household.
Some health experts are criticizing the CDC for suggesting schools cancel some sports and activities. The CDC recently released new guidance that advises schools to cancel high-risk sports and extracurricular activities or hold them virtually. They included football, wrestling, and band, and pointed to the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. But an infectious disease expert called the guidance unlikely, unreasonable, and unrealistic. The CDC director defended the agency, saying, in a statement, it prioritized academics over athletics.
Moderna is working on a single shot that combines a flu and COVID booster. The company's CEO made the announcement at the World Economic Forum this morning. The drug makers hopes it would help address concerns some people have about getting separate COVID and flu shots. And right now, the company doesn't plan to have it ready until fall of next year, though. But if you are looking for a COVID test, vaccine, or booster, visit our county by county resource guide on KPIX.com. Just click the red banner at the top of the page.
Taking a look now at San Francisco, where the city's Chinatown is getting ready for Lunar New Year. Public Works will be doing a few projects to spruce up the area, including power washing the Dragon Gate, performing pothole repairs, and covering up graffiti. Events for the Lunar New Year kick off February 1st, leading up to the parade on February 19th.
Happening today, Betty White is trending on what would have been her 100th birthday.
Now, fans are honoring the beloved actress with the heartwarming Betty White Challenge. KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran joins us live now to explain this grassroots campaign for giving.
Yeah, well, and Amanda, this challenge is encouraging people to donate $5 to animal shelters. The late Betty White wasn't just an actress. Many remember her for being a kind, loving person and somebody who adored animals. Now, with this challenge today, some local shelters are already seeing a difference.
Betty White was even more than an advocate. She was actually an evangelist for animals everywhere.
Today, on what would have been actress Betty White's 100th birthday, people nationwide are honoring her by donating to an animal shelter. Here locally, a number of shelters are posting about this with the hashtag Betty White Challenge, including East Bay SPCA, Berkeley Humane, the Alameda Animal Shelter, and the Muttville Senior Dog Rescue.
Starting on Thursday, we started seeing an uptick in donations.
CEO and founder of Muttville Senior Dog Rescue, Sherry Franklin, says every donation makes a difference, adding that they've seen an increase in requests to take dogs from many shelters, and most of the donations go toward their veterinary care. As donations come in, Betty White today is not only being honored for her legacy on the screen, but the mark she continues to leave on others to make a difference.
This is little Roxanne. She weighs all of 6 pounds. She's getting the health care that she needed, and then she will be available for adoption.
Now, like we mentioned, many of these local shelters are posting on their social media about the challenge, attaching links to where you can donate. It's honoring Betty White while also making a difference for some animals. For now, I'll send it back to you guys.